What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Blockhash Podcast. Before we jump into our episode, I have a quick message from our sponsor, Nitro Betting. Nitro Betting is a top Bitcoin and crypto betting site that allows you to place bets in casino games, sports books, races.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Sing, gaming, you name it. It's your money. You should be able to have fun with it too, outside of traditional investing. So check out all the action at nitrobetting.eu. All links are in the description below. Enjoy the episode, guys. We'll hear more from Nitro Betting soon. What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Blockhash Exploring the Blockchain, episode 356. Today, I have the CEO of Serenity Shield, Venkat Naga. Hope I pronounced that right. Correct me if I didn't, but thank you for taking the time to come on the show today. Super excited to have you. Venkat is working on a really cool solution around data and data security and how that can be done in Web3. And we're going to learn more about that in detail today. Venkat, welcome to the show. Happy to have you here, man. How you doing?
Yeah, fine. Thanks, Brandon. How are you doing?
Doing really well. Doing super well. We're in a new studio today. Some of you might have noticed that the background is completely different. We moved and we just finished setting it up. So bear with us if there's any technical difficulty, but I don't think there will be. I think everything will go just smoothly. Venkat, before we jump into Serenity Shield, we'd love to learn more about yourself as well. Can you tell me a bit more about your background, your past? What did you do before you got into Serenity Shield and this line of work?
Yeah, that's good. Okay, so Brandon, basically I'm from India. I'm a computer engineer by my education. I started my career as an IT engineer. Then I plunged into the IT corporate world. I have been within the corporate world for almost 25 years in networking, finance, forming companies and organizations and running them across the globe. So I come from a typical corporate Web2 background, which was quite rewarding and challenging for me, almost 25 years deep diving into the Web2 world. Then in the last couple of years, I got quite fascinated by the blockchain technology, the immense potential that it has and what it can offer to the world today when it is just we are coming out of the internet revolution. So being fascinated by the immense potential and the qualities of the blockchain technology, so to say, I got really fascinated and then I got really interested and I got very deep in the blockchain technology and I learned a lot because since I'm coming from an IT background, I learned quite a lot in this field, in this domain. And then with Serenity Shield, I have been in this project for the last 2 years. I've been one of the co-founders, and currently I'm also the CEO of the project. And I basically drive the vision, the philosophy, the roadmap of Serenity Shield, how to position ourselves within this domain and act as a bridge between the Web2 and the Web3 worlds. And that's what I'm trying to do as CEO of this project.
Awesome. Tell me a little bit more about, you know, what you want to tackle in regards to that with Serenity Shield. Like, what does it kind of look like? Like, what is the product here, the mission, the service? Like, what are you guys offering?
Yeah, so I'll try to be as simple as possible because I don't want to sound too technical.
Sure.
So Serenity Shield, we are a decentralized blockchain, privacy-centric data storage solution. So essentially, we are a decentralized blockchain-based data storage solution, and that's what we are. And we enable our users to store, transfer, or retrieve any form of the digital data that they store with us. And we also have a built-in inheritance option, which is quite interesting. because, you know, inheritance and estate planning is one of the real entry barriers for mass adoption of digital assets today, because people really don't know what happens to their digital assets, God forbid, if something happens to them or if they die. So we address that problem of inheritance through our solution, where our users can design their own inheritance protocol based upon which the access to the digital information that they store with us can be passed to their designated nominee or a heir. Of course, there's a lot of technology which is involved in implementing that. But overall, I have to say that I'm proud to say that we can call ourselves as a cloud 3.0 because of we are essentially a data storage solution. So we are a cloud 3.0 using blockchain technology out of the Web3 space, and that's what we are.
Oh, that's fantastic. No, I haven't really seen a whole lot of like inheritance type models, things you can use within Web3 to pass down, you know, information, maybe assets, data in any kind of way. That's really fascinating. I want to talk about that more as well. But tell me a bit more about the data. Like, what kind of things can you store? Like, what kind of things can you protect? Is it like written text? Is it video? Is it audio? Could it be a file? Could it be a will and a last testament? What are the limits and possibilities here?
Yeah, Brandon, you name it, you have it. So you can store any form of a digital data. It can be a text file, a doc file, a PDF file, an audio file, or a video file. Essentially, you can store any form of a digital data within our solution. And by the way, the project name is Serenity Shield, and our product name is Strongbox. And Strongbox is the name of our flagship product, and Strongbox is essentially a DApp, right? That's how the product works. So coming back to your question, we could store any form of a digital data. So what makes us do in that sense is it can be used by individuals, families, businesses, corporations, industries, because within our ecosystem, we have a B2C vertical where individuals can store any form of the digital data with an inheritance option with us. Even the businesses, we have a B2B vertical where the businesses can store their data, because when it comes to business data storage, it's just not about storage. It's not about only preservation of data. Business data storage is also about monetization of the data, because businesses, they essentially store the data not only to preserve them, but also to monetize them. Right? That's wherein we get into these DMSs and the LMSs, which are called the data management systems, the library management systems, which allow users to index their data and monetize them in a certain format. So we are the first groundbreaking solution, I would say probably, that the businesses can store the DMSs and LMSs on chain using a solution in a completely decentralized way where they have full autonomy and control over their own data.
Interesting. Could this be used at the corporate level, maybe to secure corporate IP or corporate data that might be associated with proprietary products, proprietary services? I feel like it's like an endless possibility.
Exactly. Exactly. Because, for example, you know, you could store your MP3 or MP4. So where musicians can store their music in Strongbox, which can then be sort of tokenized into some sort of an NFT token, right? That's as far as the music industry is concerned. It can be used in the telecom industry, because I recently attended a seminar which was done in India in line with the G20 summit, where our blockchain storage solution can be used by the telecom industry for identity management, for SLA management, for even the payments and settlements of the roaming and settlements. So it is endless, as you said, because you name it, every industry who has a digital data, and let's not forget, Brandon, by 2028, it is estimated that there's going to be 175 zettabyte of digital data. Just to give you a perspective, that is 175 trillion terabyte of digital data that's going to be generated on a worldwide basis, and that's a lot. So obviously, you need really a storage solution, and the current clouds and the third-party service providers are not going to be able to do this job completely and in a justified manner. So that's why people like us, we are getting into that. We are going to eventually replace the cloud with all the things that I talked about, and that has immense opportunity with every possible industry.
So could you see this being as like a backend potentially for some of these large platforms like Spotify, for example? Spotify has probably got like a tremendous server farm out there somewhere storing all this music and data and information. Could Serenity Shield, you know, fulfill a use case like that where it could allow for decentralized storage of information for a large corporation in that kind of function?
Yes, to answer your question, Brandon, basically we have built the infrastructure, we have built the ecosystem, right? And then we need to go to the specific industries, we need to customize the solution based upon the specific requirements. But to answer your question, yes, it is possible. We already have created the infrastructure and the ecosystem, but we need to customize it based upon the customer specific requirements.
Got it. And then how can people use this today? Like, you just go to the website, set it up? Do you download a client? Like, how do you get access to it? Access to it as like an individual?
Yeah. So that involves quite a bit of, you know, I mean, I would say 5 or 6 steps. And I'll try to explain you in a very, very simple manner. So all of your users, for the sake of clarity and understanding. So as I said, it's a dApp called Strongbox. So the users, one very important thing is that in our solution, we don't ask the users to create a new separate wallet. They can connect to our dApp through their existing wallet. And that's what they do. So using their existing wallet, they connect to our dApp, number one, and then they create their own personal account within the Strongbox. And then they store their digital data in a private secured manner, so which is then encrypted. And then this encrypted data is again stored in a smart contract. And that smart contract is under a layer one network, which is again sort of, you know, encrypted using some military grade encryption technology. So there is multiple layers of encryption. So once the data is stored in this manner, the system generates a viewing key to the smart contract. This viewing key is again encrypted, and the viewing key is being sharded or split into 3 NFT tokens. So there are 3 NFT tokens which are getting generated by splitting the viewing key to your digital data. Mm-hmm. And out of the 3 NFT tokens, 1 NFT token is held with the primary user, 1 NFT token is held with the Serenity Shield system, and the 3rd NFT token is passed to the designated nominee or the heir. And out of these 3 NFT tokens, you need at least 2 NFT tokens to get access or to retrieve or recover the digital data from the Strongbox. So I think you got the point, right? So out of the 3 NFTs, you need minimum 2 NFTs. And even within these 2 NFTs, 1 NFT has to be necessarily from the Serenity Shield system, because we don't allow any sort of an abuse so people can sort of collate and try to recover such sensitive confidential data. So 1 NFT out of the 2 has to be from the Serenity Shield system, and the other NFT will be either from the primary user or from the designated nominee.
Hey guys, quick message from our sponsor, Nitro Betting. Nitro Betting takes your desire for anonymity seriously and allows you to play without the need to worry about identity checks and personal information. It's a betting site, not an investment site, so you should be able to just have fun. As a top trusted Bitcoin betting site, Nitro Betting truly has got your back. Now, back to the episode, guys.
So that's how our old system works, both in terms of storage, encryption, how secure it is, and how we sort of have designed the inheritance protocol using the NFT token methodology and also using the smart contracts.
Got it. For these NFT tokens, are they stored within like a wallet or on the computer in a client, or is there a marketplace for these NFTs, or where can you find them? Like when you have one, like let's say you have an inheritance plan and you're using a Strongbox for this, where would that NFT be in particular?
It will be in the user's wallet. For example, the NFT which belongs to the user, which will be passed to his wallet, it will be passed to the nominee's wallet. And then within the Serenity Shield system, it will be stored in a designated blockchain address, and it will be stored until it is going to be used for the process of recovery or retrieval.
Got it. Do you guys include tokens in any other kind of fashion or format? I know a lot of projects use tokens to help incentivize systems or give people rewards in some kind of way, either for using it or contributing to a network? Is that something that you guys also have built in?
Yeah, it's a very good question, Brandon, because we have our own native token called the Search. So Search is essentially our own native token, and it's being used as our utility token. And so to pay for the subscription fees, the users have to pay for the subscription fees of Strongbox using our own native Search token. And then, as you said, once we collecting the Search tokens from the potential users who are going to pay them for the subscription fees, we use them for various reward programs in terms of store to earn, learn to earn, community programs. So these Search tokens which are collected are being used for the various revenue sharing models and the community.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Programs to incentivize the usage of Strongbox.
Got it. Very cool. Another question, could this potentially be used in a government setting at some point as well? I'm sure it could, but I mean, the government is always looking for more ways to store things more efficiently, more securely, and at different levels too, whether it's a small municipality or a city or a mayor or a governor, or it's the president of the United States or a congressman or a congresswoman. Could you see this also being implemented in that kind of way in the future into government systems? Or do you guys have a specific vision for it, you know, within the corporate world and with individuals?
No. We are going to be, I'm sure you're aware about the CBDC, the Central Bank Digital Currency Initiatives. So as projects like ourselves, because let me highlight here, I think that's a very important point that you raised, Brandon. Mm-hmm. I would like to emphasize here, when you talk about privacy, because we are a privacy solution, we advocate privacy and security. Privacy is different from secrecy, because generally there's a misconception between privacy and secrecy, right? So we are private, but we are not secret. So we have enough measures to make sure that there is a trackability and there is also an accountability. Because at Serenity Shield, we want to showcase that privacy, trackability, accountability can all coexist, and you can still be very compliant with the statutory regulations, et cetera. So from that point of view, we definitely would want to work, and we are already talking to a couple of governments. I don't want to give out the names because of obviously they are confidential, but we are already talking to several governments, and we are going to help them in terms of the adoption of the digital assets, specifically with regard to the CBDC initiatives. And it might be interesting for you to know, we also have an academic vertical where we educate the customers. Because, you know, when any technology goes into mass adoption, education is very, very important. Because how many of our users today, they know about really about the adoption of digital assets, let alone how many of our users today even know how to create their own wallet, which is so fundamental to the adoption of the blockchain technology, right? So we have created consciously an education vertical. In fact, we are going to launch this academic vertical from India, India being one of the biggest markets today with the largest population and such a young and a vibrant population. So we want to launch our academic vertical out of India and then spread it to the other countries in the world. So with the education initiative and with the initiative of showcasing privacy and accountability and trackability, we will be definitely be working with the various governments of the world.
Very nice. Very cool. What is it? Actually, I want to ask you what your opinion is on CBDCs in general, since, you know, you guys are potentially working with them a little bit, working with governments maybe a little bit at some point here. What do you think? Are they something that we should be concerned about? Are they bad? Or do you think that there's a misconception around them and maybe it's something that could be a very good tool for humanity? There's a lot of opinions, a lot of skepticism. Just kind of curious what your take might be.
That's true. Of course, that's a very, very broad question. I don't want to be politically correct or politically incorrect. But yes, every step that's taking, I think it's a benefit to the humanity and the civilization. It all depends on how it is being used and in what context it is being used. right? So right. From that point of view, I personally believe that CBDC is a very great thing to happen, and it's going to sort of revolutionize the general public. Because you see, one thing I want to stress this to the people is that there's a difference between crypto and blockchain. The blockchain technology as a whole is much larger. It's much bigger, because sometimes, again, people, there's a misconception that every blockchain project is a crypto project. For example, wherever I go, every podcast I do, I always advocate that we are not a crypto project. We are a blockchain technology project, right? So it's a good thing that the governments have understood the potential and the sort of characteristic features that a blockchain technology can offer to this civilization, and they are starting to adopt it. So we need to fine-tune the technology in such a manner, and as I said, educate the common public and the general public. And then the most important aspect of CBDC is that it has to move towards mass adoption. Because if there's no mass adoption, it's going to fail. And that's why projects like Serenity Shield, with all the things that we are building, including the academic vertical, we want to make sure that we are in the front line to make this CBDC successful in a way that it is going to be useful for the common man in the street, which is the most important thing, right? The common general public have to benefit from anything, and we will make sure that we will work with the governments and then make it happen in a certain way. As I said, everything depends upon how you do it and how you perceive it. And we will have to do it in the right way so that people can generally, overall, they can benefit out of that.
Right, 100%. Actually, where is your academic vertical? Where can people find it? Is it on the website? Do you have another separate source for that, for people if they're trying to learn more? Where should they go?
Yeah, so it's a separate vertical called Lotus Labs Academy. And as I said, we are launching out of India. Obviously, once we do the launch, because one main thing is it's going to be accredited by some of the most renowned universities in the world, because we are not only educating the general public, we are also having a curriculum for creating full stack blockchain developers and engineers. And those courses are going to be accredited by some of the world renowned universities in the world, in the globe, right? So from that point of view, it's a separate vertical, Lotus Labs Academy, and there'll be separate social media handles, etc., to access Lotus Labs Academy.
Very cool. What's next for you guys? What do you have on your roadmap coming up, you know, the rest of 2023? Is there anything exciting in regards to Serenity Shield and Strongbox, or even yourself? You know, what are you guys working on that you want people to stay aware of, to keep an eye on, you know, as we wrap up the rest of this year?
Yeah, of course, it's a very exciting period for us, because I keep telling my team that in the next 3 months, we have to do what we couldn't do in the last 2.5 years, because there's a lot on the plate. Our product is going to be launched, because right now we are in the testnet. We are moving to the mainnet by the end of this month. By end of September, we will be launching our mainnet to the community. Come and see our Twitter. Come and see our Telegram. We have a lot of exciting programs for people who would want to come and test the Strongbox, because right now we are in the testnet, and we are even having a whitelisting raffle. Whoever is coming and testing our testnet product, they'll be eligible for a raffle to get our Strongbox free when the mainnet is going to be launched. So there's a lot of exciting offers, because we are in testnet. We are going to move to the mainnet by end of this month. Our academic vertical is going to be launched in September, end of September, or I would say rather first week of October. And also our token, the search token, is going to be listed again during October. So it's a fully packed calendar, product launch, token listing, academic vertical launch, a lot of initiatives for the community. So it'll be very exciting 3 months for the project and our community.
It sounds exciting. Sounds like you guys got a lot going on. It'll be definitely a packed fall for you guys. But best of luck on the mainnet. Hope everything goes super smoothly for you guys. And thank you again, Venkat, for coming on the show and talking about it. I think it's very interesting and fascinating, but also very important for people to know that there's options like this out there, and that it can apply to them, not just as individuals, but as a business, as a government, as a corporation. You know, that this is very, I think, wide reaching in so many ways. So thank you for sharing, educating us, and telling us about, you know, what you guys are working on. Very excited to see what you guys do next.
And thank you, Brandon, and thank you for having me today. See you soon.
You're very welcome. Actually, real quick, where can people go find Serenity Shield?
Of course, we have our website, serenityshield.io, and then we have our Twitter, we have our Telegram, we have, in fact, we have our Instagram too. So we have in, we are in Discord as well. So we can be accessed through our website, Telegram, Twitter, Discord, Instagram, and all type of social media which are available.
And what about yourself? Can people find you online, on LinkedIn, on social media?
Yes. Yeah, I am very much available in LinkedIn as Venkat Naga, and I'm very active. So anybody who would want to contact me, they can send a message. I will immediately respond. Yeah.
Perfect. Awesome. We'll put some links in the description below so people can find everything. Make sure you go check out Venkat, check out Serenity Shield, and go to the website to learn more. Venkat, thanks again for coming on. Take care. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, Brandon. You take care too.
Hey guys, final message from our sponsor, Nitro Betting. Nitro Betting gives you so many options to bet, wager, and play. With the deep sports book from NFL to NBA to NHL, MLB, MMA, motorsports, poker, blackjack, esports, Rocket League, Call of Duty, there's plenty of diversity and choice. So go to nitrobetting.eu to experience everything they have to offer. All links are in the description for the episode, guys. See you on the next episode.